everybody, and welcome to episode number 4 of the countdown to Microsoft Ignite, or the Microsoft Ignite countdown, however you want to phrase it. It's the same thing.
It's a palindrome almost, you know?
Almost. No, not quite.
Too many letters.
too many letters.
You know, we're going to take this a little bit different this episode, I think.
Okay.
Because I think it's time that we actually spend some time to answer some of the questions that came up.
Sure.
And also tell you how to ask us more questions for possible shows that we can do coming up. What do you think?
Absolutely. Now, first and foremost, we need to make sure that everybody knows that Microsoft Ignite is occurring in Chicago.
Yes, just in
case
you missed
it. May 4th through the 8th. So you're going to want to make sure that you register, and we'll cover how you do that later. But on the question and answers, now last week we had a fantastic video kind of showing, you know, some more things to do, but more importantly, we talked a lot about certification.
Right.
One of the questions that came up about certification is, where do I put in the promo code?
Good point.
Because we did mention that there was the Ignite and a promo code. Mm-hmm. So the first thing you want to go and do is when you go to the Microsoft Learning page, you're going to want to register for an exam.
Right.
So you'll go in and fill out all of your personal information, everything there.
It's a standard practice you're going to be doing. And then you have to make sure that you identify the proper location, which will only be open from the May 4th to the May 8th timeframe during
Correct.
Ignite, obviously.
And that location is called Microsoft Ignite North America 2015.
Right.
So you want to hit that. And then on step 3 of the registration process, that's where you're actually going to go in and enter in your promo code. It's right above where you would put in a credit card.
Right.
So it says voucher or promo code. In there, you're going to want to put in Ignite NA. That's where you go and fill that out. So big shout out to Bill, who asked the question, and it was associated right below the video from last week's episode.
And also props to Veronica for helping us out to make sure we get the exact flow correct for how to be able to answer that.
Yes, absolutely. I was going to actually demonstrate it, but then the fact that I've got all my private information as I go through and register, not a good idea on camera.
Now, again, I did mention, I do believe, in the last video, that it is part of the new Pearson Views testing system that they're going to be doing on site.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't written an exam since they switched over to Pearson View, it's a really nice experience.
Absolutely.
It's great high-res monitors, nice and large, everything else like that. So it's refreshing to see certification take that change.
Absolutely. And as we mentioned last week, you're going to want to register in advance to ensure that you've got the time slot that you want,
reserve
position. I'm actually going to be taking an exam.
Well.
If I don't get it done before, I'm going to be doing it there.
Nice. So, we can't bring the cameras in to watch you.
No, we can't.
We will get a shot before and after to see how it goes.
There you go. Another question that's kind of come up via Twitter, and I've also noticed it on the forums that are there on Channel 9.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the forums, choose Microsoft Ignite. There's a question about Friday. Are there sessions on Friday?
Correct, because previous conferences didn't have sessions on Friday anymore. Well, there's so much content to have happen at Microsoft Ignite that Friday is back.
Yeah, absolutely. So there will be a lunch,
mm-hmm.
there will be breakout sessions, in addition to the hands-on labs and the certification testing. So you're going to want to make sure you stick around for Friday sessions that on May 8th that the conference runs. So it's a little bit different in the fact that some of the previous conferences have ended on Thursday, not a lot happening on Friday, not the case here. Make sure you stick around for that.
Yeah, and we've already given you the advice that you might want to come early and stay late because there's so much wild and cool stuff to do. But
And speaking of wild and cool stuff to do,
okay.
We're going to do more
today
in today's episode, show you some more places. Now, one of the first items that I want to call out is one of the places that we were at for so long that it actually interrupted the entire rest of the day shoot schedule. It was the first place we went to, which is the Museum of Science and Industry.
Yes.
This place is so cool. Really, I mean, I mentioned last week how much I loved the art, and not being an art guy, I was just completely just almost dumbfounded at just how cool it is. This is the kind of science geeky, techie dude inside of me when we went to the Science and Industry Museum. You get to play in a tornado.
Yes.
You remember that big sand kind of thing that we were playing around?
It was demonstrating friction and avalanche techniques of different things and the speed of which it flows, stuff like that. Very, very cool.
I think we played with that for like 15 or 20 minutes. Yeah. So a cool place. Well, your shirt says it all, right?
You know, I got to say, you know, especially with the history involved, you know, we tend to like to think that we're funny.
No, we know we're not.
But we actually got to sit on the second city stage.
Yes.
To be the one of the locations that's basically given birth to a large number of comics and to a large number of personalities out there. Yep. We were there on the stage, and they will be having shows that you can go off and attend. Some of them are improv, some of them are staged, and everything else like that. So make sure you check out the Second City as one option of possible entertainment for things to do.
Yes. Another cool thing, you got to do something really cool.
Yeah, I did.
We're not even going to spoil it. We're going to wait till they see the video. But
hopefully
the
they can
Center.
Find that clip. We'll find out if it worked or not.
Yeah.
It was being captured on my mobile device.
But the United Center, home of the Chicago Blackhawks, as I'm wearing today, also the Chicago Bulls.
Now, there was a question that came up about games.
Yes. So the time in May that we're at is NHL playoff time.
Right.
As of today's shooting... The Chicago Blackhawks are in contention to be in the playoff seeding. Now, obviously, the season doesn't actually formally end until the first part of April.
Right.
But, you know, dependent upon how well the Blackhawks do, if they make the playoffs and how well they do through the first round, maybe even into the second round, there may be games for you to attend there.
So keep your eyes peeled if you're a hockey aficionado like ourselves.
You know what? We've talked a lot about it. Why don't we just show some people some of the sights and sounds?
Yeah, okay. You know, the last one will save us a surprise, but it
Absolutely.
Was kind of a tag on from the Art and Science Museum, sorry, the Art Institute of Chicago as well.
Yep, absolutely. Nas, roll that video. This year celebrates the 10th anniversary of this object behind me. It's called Cloudgate. AKA the bean.
It's the bean.
It is the bean.
I don't see how that's a cloud.
It's art.
It's highly polished metal.
Stainless steel, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
I know the secret formula how to clean it. Are we allowed to say that or not?
It's laundry detergent.
It's laundry detergent that they use to clean this and keep it polished.
They actually clean it every day.
Wow.
Because
you have
to. All the fingerprints and everything that are going on, so
it's
they clean it every day. We are actually at Millennium Park, right in the middle of downtown Chicago. This is a really, really great facility. There's a pavilion just around the other way. It was actually designed by the same guy who designed the Experience Music Project in Seattle.
Now, you mentioned that they do a whole bunch of concerts throughout the year. Now, unfortunately, the concert season is not around the time when this particular event is happening.
No.
However, the concert, it's worth going over and take a look at. It has seating for 4,000 and then a grassed area that has suspended speakers for another 7,000 for a capacity of 11,000 people inside
fantastic.
That one area.
It's amazing. Insane. So it's a great place to kind of come, take a little bit of time, stroll around, take a look at the things. There's a lot of great people watching here.
They also have the bridge that connects this over to the Art Institute.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Yeah. So you can cross from Millennium Park and go look at even more art. Come check it out. We are at the United Center. We're geared up.
And this is a hockey rink.
Yes. For the first time, we are actually at a hockey rink.
You got it.
That actually makes sense.
Now, this hockey rink does convert into a basketball court as well.
They can do concerts too.
Okay. They actually just go and they lay a nice insulating layer on top of the ice, put the wood floors right on top.
Yep.
Next thing you know, it's basketball.
Yeah.
Basketball.
Absolutely. It's fascinating.
So I think this is the place in the home of, what are these guys called again?
The Chicago Blackhawks.
It's kind of a big thing. They've, you know, done the Stanley Cup thing a couple times.
They've done the Stanley Cup thing
a
couple
times.
Absolutely. One of the original six. Also home of the Chicago Bulls.
Now, they wouldn't let us actually drive the Zamboni.
Well, not yet anyway. We'll see if when he parks it.
We're hoping he's going to go for his lunch break very soon.
Shh. Don't say that.
Okay.
Don't say that. When you come for the event, May the 4th, there's actually a Blackhawks game.
Nice.
And it's right around the time of the playoffs, too,
Normally
for
the
both
most,
basketball and hockey.
For those of you that are not big hockey people, that means it's a very exciting time to actually go and watch games.
Absolutely, particularly because stuff is on the line.
Yeah.
The playoffs are coming close. There may also be concerts and other things happening, so come check out the United Center. There's a fantastic statue out front of Mr. Jordan, one of the greatest basketball players to play the game.
He does shoes, too.
Yeah, he does shoes. So come check out the United Center when you're here in Chicago. So Science is so freaking cool.
I can't stand still. I just want to go run around right now.
We are at the Museum of Science and Industry in the south part of Chicago.
Okay.
This place is freaking awesome.
It's big.
Yes.
It has science stuff.
Yes.
We're talking weather, we're talking simulations, we're talking historical speed and mechanical stuff, and it's all hands-on, interactive, get in, get dirty, except it says right there, do not climb on train.
Specifically
Rick.
Put that sign, yes,
just
exactly,
for me.
Just for you. This building is super cool. It was built for the World's Fair in 1893. Still here, the museum itself opened in 1933. So you can see there's a really cool train behind us, the Spirit of New York. I believe that's, the Empire State Express. Let's get it right, the Empire State Express.
Spirit of America, the
yeah, that's what I saw.
Car.
The jet car that broke land speed records, the Bonneville Salt Flats. There's a really cool replica of the city of Chicago behind us. There's a coal mine exhibit. And I have to tell you, you have to come here if only to get to play inside the tornado.
I get to go in the tornado?
You get to go in the tornado. It's awesome. You have to check this place out. Come down. While you're here, you can create your own avalanche. That was super cool.
Yeah.
I was over there playing with that before. I was told I had to come shoot. And then here in the spring, while you are here for the event, is a new exhibit they're calling the Robot Revolution.
Oh, yeah.
Which is robots from all over the world. So that seems to be just right in our wheelhouse
I think
of
it
geekiness.
Fits it perfectly, yeah.
So come check out the Museum of Science and Industry. Let's go play in the tornado.
Okay.
Tornado. This is super cool.
We're on stage.
And it's not just any stage. And I know I've said this before at some of the locations, but this is an iconic location inside of Chicago. We are at Second City.
Mm-hmm.
Established in 1959, the acts that have been through this particular theater.
Legendary.
Legendary. Belushi, Gilda Radner, Tina Fey, Steve Carell. The list goes on and on and on. And if you want to see some fantastic comedy, this is the location you need to come to.
So it's cabaret style seating, like a true comedy club. They do, besides established shows that are in one of the theaters, they also do sketch comedy and improv style shows as well.
Mm-hmm.
They even have a third act, which is mostly all improv. And it's free for everyone to be able to show up, to be able to go to that one there.
There are shows every night of the week, unless you're here on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, in which case this place is going to be empty.
And they do give their comedians a break, so they get 2 days off a year.
Excellent, excellent. You'll want to check it out. They have matinee shows on the weekend. They also have late shows on the weekend nights, Friday and Saturday nights, but most shows start at 8 p.m. every night, with the exception of Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, as I mentioned. There's also a location in Toronto. There's training centers here, too. So the next generation of comedians to come through here.
We should take some training courses. We've never done comedy, stand-up, or improv before.
Yeah.
And it might help. You never know.
I don't know if there's any help for you. I really don't. It's the other cool thing about Second City is they actually have hours and hours, over 5,000 hours, of footage from previous sketches that they use to kind of train and get the touring companies, their touring companies that kind of go around. They do corporate events. Look, you just need to come down to Second City. It's in an awesome neighborhood as well, one of my favorites. So come check out Second City. Come catch a show every night, 8 p.m., or late shows if you're out on the weekend. I think we might have to take in one of those late shows.
Let's do it up.
Come check out Second City. So there you have it, another view of Chicago through our eyes.
Oh, I love those, man. I love those.
More to come, too. plenty more places to see and things to go eat, we've got more. Yes. Chicago's such an amazing city.
We're holding
city.
Back some of the adult beverage locations for later on. But there, trust me, there's a very good craft beer scene in Chicago and in the East Coast as all. But hey, this was one of our first Q&A, wide open type of discussion show. So why don't you continue that conversation, to use the trite phrase that everyone uses.
Sure, absolutely.
The easiest thing you can do is obviously reach out to us on the Twitters, if you're a Twitter personality, using the hashtag of MSIgnite, all one word.
The official tag being at @MS_Ignite.
Yep, so there's actual real live there. People that go answer your questions there.
Absolutely.
You can obviously reach us as well personally, @RicksterCDN.
I'm @JoeySnow.
And then we mentioned the forums. You pulled some questions from the forums.
Yes, so absolutely.
The forums you can get to by just going to channel9.msdn.com. That redirects over the main channel line page. And then right across the top banner, there's one there that says forums, drop down list. And right at the drop down list, there's one that says Microsoft Ignite.
Absolutely, and of course, as Bill interacted with his question about certification, you can actually comment right below on this video.
Yep.
We'll address those questions there, and perhaps even address them in a future episode of the Microsoft Ignite Countdown. Now, you're going to make sure...
You're registered.
Yes, absolutely, by going to ignite.microsoft.com.
Got it.
Right behind me here.
You're all set to go. Don't forget, there's pre-day activities, too, if you want to do something on Sunday. Those are an additional ticky box you do during your registration process.
And if you missed it during your original registration, you can always go back and add those pre-day sessions.
Sweet.
And I think that right about wraps us up for this episode of the show. So make sure you give us your feedback. Tell us what you want to see, what you want to hear about. If it's a question about Chicago in general, if it's a question about the event, we'll make sure those questions get answered right here on the Microsoft Ignite Countdown. I guess that's it for another week.
You got it. We'll catch you next time.
See you.